If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Happy Wednesday night to you. Happy hump day. I'm hoping that you've been able to get over the hump just a little bit. And if not, let me get you a little bit closer. Try to get you closer to Thursday, into Friday, into the weekend, into whatever you're getting ready to get into. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. How can you do it? On the free Odyssey app. How can you do it? By listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, go ahead and do that. You got a tablet, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. Just, you can go to CBSSportsRadio.com. Plenty of ways to tune in to the show. It's the first Wednesday of the year, first Wednesday of the JR Sport Brief Show, and as I do every single Wednesday night, I'm going to bring you a little bit different of a top six list. It's not even going to be like a ranking. I'm just going to give you six inspirational sports figures, and so we'll get back to a top six next week, likely, and who knows, at this rate with all of the flexibility and variables with the schedule, you know, whether or not we'll jump right into the playoffs as scheduled, but we'll get back to a normal top six next week. Today, I wanted to look at some inspirational figures in the world of sports, and when it comes down to just ranking them, I don't want to do that. I just want to tell you who they are and tell you some amazing people who have inspired people on and off the field of play who have overcome some amazing things, especially in light of what has taken place this past Monday with DeMar Hamlin. I also want to talk to you tonight about a few things that have pretty much flown under the radar as it relates to the DeMar story. It's dominating as everybody waits to see, you know, what his status is. The Buffalo Bills actually provided an update earlier today, I'd say about 9 hours ago, around 1 p.m. Eastern time, where they said DeMar remains in the ICU in critical condition with signs of improvement noted yesterday and overnight. He's expected to remain under intensive care as his healthcare team continues to monitor and treat him. And so that is the latest update. Certainly not at the speed that I'm sure his family or any of us would want to know, but that is the update showing signs of improvement while still in critical condition. So much love to DeMar Hamlin. So we'll talk about some of those inspirational figures in the world of sports 2 hours from now. About an hour from now, I want to talk to you about some of these other stories that are just, they don't need to fly under the radar, especially in the case of a Dana White. The United States men's national team is also in the news for certainly not winning the World Cup. I don't know how much we'll have to, or how much longer we'll have to wait for that. And I do know that we will host it here in North America in another 4 years, but they have their own scandal involving a coach and one of the coach's old teammates and now one of his teammates' sons and then a wife and, you know, digging up dirt to get back at people. It's just some nasty stuff going on. And we'll talk about that. I don't want to spend forever on all the negativity. We did have some hilarious things that did take place today. Kayvon Thibodeau of the New York Giants claimed to not know who Jeff Saturday is, and people find it to be disrespectful. I think it's even more disrespectful that Jeff Saturday currently has a job. And, you know, Zach Wilson, for whatever reason, I think I know some of them, the New York Jets have just said, we will stick with this man through thick and thin. So we got a lot to do. Here's the deal. If you follow me on social media, you would already know this. Because it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, at JR Sport Brief. Everything that we will discuss is already on social media. If you want to hit me up on social media, you most certainly can. It's at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm happy to be joined here by super producer and host Dave Shepard. Dave, how are you this evening, man? You hanging in there?
JR, I'm hanging in there. Always great to be with you. It feels a little lighter tonight. Obviously, the last 2 days have been heavy. So it's kind of good to get back to sports, but also understanding there's something bigger at play here.
Yeah, we've had updates, and obviously everyone is waiting to see what takes place and what's going on with DeMar, of which we have no idea. But in trying to get back to some type of schedule or normalcy, we did have the Buffalo Bills. They did not speak to or address the media for obvious reasons, no need to. But they did have a walkthrough. They did have some meetings, and I'm pretty sure that it was probably a positive for them to go out there and do so. We also had more members and teams across the NFL decide to open things up to some members of the media, including the Pittsburgh Steelers. We did hear from Mike Tomlin yesterday, who wanted to speak, especially because of his relationship knowing DeMar Hamlin since he was 12. Well, today we also heard from one of his former teammates, one of his co-captains at Pitt, and that happens to be Kenny Pickett. And so Kenny Pickett had an opportunity to talk today, and he shared a different perspective on his former teammate. Take a listen to this.
But DeMar, you know, he's an unbelievable person, does so much for the community. A guy from Pittsburgh stayed home, could have went anywhere he wanted to, you know, stayed home. And we had, you know, a great run together. And he had an unbelievable career at Pitt, you know, captains together in 2020. Just an all around, you know, great person, great family. You know, his brother was always around the facility. You know, so they're just like Pitt family, you know, to all of us, you know, and myself included. So, you know, prayers, thoughts and prayers are with him, and, you know, just trying to keep in touch with his family through Coach Narduzzi. I'm sure they're getting swamped with messages, but trying to stay up to date on how he's doing. And, you know, it seems like everything's going the right direction, and, you know, just hoping out for the best for him. Just want to get better.
Yeah, you want to talk about swamp with messages. I can't imagine how many people are trying to reach out or how they are actually, you know, siphoning those messages. I'm pretty sure you got people who are trying to be respectful and probably have a point person helping to, you know, keep everybody as smooth as possible in this particular time. One thing that was shared with us today, President Biden, in another venture, he spoke to the media today very quickly, and he shared that he spoke to the parents of DeMar Hamlin and provided some words for encouragement as well in the aftermath of his accident. We also learned more today about the GoFundMe that was been set up or has been set up prior to DeMar Hamlin's accident. As of last night, that had surpassed $6 million around the time I had got off air. And then we started to see more people contributing, not even just people, big names in the NFL, putting their names on the GoFundMe, not as anonymous, but publicly trying to encourage other people to donate. Names like Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, just a few guys, Andy Dalton, Davante Adams decided to show support as well, even though he does not know him. Davante Adams with the Raiders, who are currently going absolutely nowhere into an offseason where they will be looking for a quarterback. Davante Adams also spoke to the media today, and he wanted to go out there and show his support, I told you, by contributing some cash to his GoFundMe.
For me, it's just a way to help in any way that I can. You know, as of now, you know, I don't know him personally, so, you know, I can't call his family. I can't do all the things that I wish I could do. So to be able to help with a charity or, you know, to anything that can help and, you know, if nothing else, to, you know, show other people, you know, that I did that. That way that'll kind of encourage other people because, you know, I saw Tom Brady, you know, a couple other guys too and their families decided to make some donations. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, well, that kind of got me to jump on the boat as well. So we just all really praying for him and hoping that he pulls through and everything is good and he's okay altogether. You know, obviously we're hoping that he's still here with us, but most importantly, you know, we want to bring peace to him and his family.
Want to bring peace to him and his family. That's, I think, all that anyone can ask for at this point in time. And so if you go from Kenny Pickett, a former teammate of his at Pitt, if you then move on to Davante Adams, who has no relation or has never met DeMar Hamlin, I think we should go to someone who is going into the Hall of Fame. He spoke today as well. His name is Bobby Wagner. He's currently on the Rams, first season with the Rams, obviously not going the way that he would have wanted it to go. He ain't going anywhere but to vacation. He's taking on his former team, the Seahawks. He has an opportunity with his squad, his current one, to be a spoiler for the Seahawks and help keep them out of the playoffs. But in supporting not just DeMar and his family, but his fellow players in the league, whether they are Bengals, whether they're Bills or just anyone affected by this, Bobby Wagner took a different perspective we haven't heard about too much, and that's on the mental side, being able to speak openly when things are not going smooth. Take a listen.
The thing that we kind of taught to do in this sport, because it's such a quote-unquote manly sport, is to hide your feelings, hide your emotions, and any expression of these feelings or emotions makes you less of a man or demasculates you. So I think that's a myth. Like, talking about your feelings and talking about things that affect you mentally, physically, are more manly than anything, you know, because it takes a lot of courage to talk about those things.
And we hear that a lot in sports. It's just like, oh, you gotta suck it up. I mean, when you're a kid, you're told, hey, just go out there and rub some dirt on it. It's not always so easy to move forward, but we do know that this is a business, that there's a lot at stake. And most importantly, you do want to be respectful to life and DeMar Hamlin's life as things continue to move on. But there's a reality that, you know, we have a slate of games that are going to take place this upcoming Sunday. We have a slate of games that are going to take place this upcoming Saturday. I mean, the Ravens and Bengals, we learned that they're going to have a 1 p.m. Start time. You don't necessarily have to look for Lamar Jackson. He will not be playing once again. But the Bengals are still trying to go out there and all things considered, with all the variables, try to secure that one seed. We have the Chiefs. They're playing the Raiders the day before on Saturday. So Davante Adams, at least he'll be sent on vacation probably with an L, but things will move on. And so Joe Burrow, he talked to the media today as well, and he talked about the unfortunate reality of having to just continue on and play.
Unfortunate as it is, you know, we got a game to play on Sunday. And so as unusual as this week has been, it's business as usual from a football standpoint, unfortunately. And that's not, I mean, I don't even really know what to say about it, because it's such a scary emotional time, and, you know, guys still have a football game to play on Sunday. And it's our job to get out there and execute and play the game the way that we need to play it to go and win. It is what it is, but that's, you know, we've had discussions as a team about what happened and about
you know, where we're at going forward, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, there are a lot of discussions, I'm sure, both internal of the NFL and their offices, and obviously with the Buffalo Bills, as to what's going on. You know, one of our callers from last night asked me specifically what I think they should do in regards to A, making up the game, trying to figure out how you fit in the game to make sure that everyone has an equal chance at securing that number one seed in the AFC. And I said, I don't know, man. I don't have an answer for that. I'm glad I'm not the person that has to come up with it or think about it, because, and also last night it was a matter of just not caring. You know, was thinking about the actual play of football wasn't at the forefront of my mind. But as things move forward and teams are at practice and folks are speaking, and we're going to have a NFL slate of games on Saturday, we're going to have a slate on Sunday, and God knows, you know, what will take place. And so even Troy Vincent, who's a VP in the NFL office now, he talked about some of these possibilities. And I want to go ahead and share that with you guys on the other side of the break. We're just getting started here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to give me a holler, it's real simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to talk about some of what we learned today about the future of the schedule. You know, do the Bills even play against the Patriots this Sunday? You know, I already told you about the Bengals. How do you make up this game from this past Monday, if it's at all a possibility? These are all a few things that we have learned today, and I just want to pass along some of that information with you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To hear from you, call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I gave you an update on Damar Hamlin. It's pretty much the latest that the Buffalo Bills shared themselves maybe about 9 hours ago in the middle of the day. They basically said that he is still in ICU in critical condition with signs of improvement noted yesterday and overnight. And so we all continue to wait. I also shared with you some of the audio as more players have started to speak and return to media availability as they prepare for their games this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. We heard from Kenny Pickett. We heard from Devontae Adams, Bobby Wagner, and then even Joe Burrow, who was obviously on the field this past Monday night while the accident took place. And from the Cincinnati Bengals' perspective, it was announced that their game will go on as scheduled against the Ravens this upcoming Sunday at 1 p.m. And as it relates to the Buffalo Bills, as of right now, and I emphasize right now, the Buffalo Bills are scheduled to take on the New England Patriots at that same 1 p.m. Eastern time slot. Now, that can and is subject to change. There's so many moving parts and moving pieces, and ultimately the NFL has made it clear through their VP, Troy Vincent, that they want to be as respectful as possible to the Bills and whether or not they're even in the right mindset to play. And so the NFL office has been in contact with them, as well as Coach McDermott, and via Mike Garofalo at NFL Network. He says that Troy Vincent has had plenty of conversations and speaking with the Bills, but they have not, I repeat, have not had a discussion about postponing the game this weekend. Now, having said that, the conversation has revolved with Coach McDermott about how he and the players are doing, how they are feeling, and he says that, to be clear, the possibility of postponing the game is not out of the question. And he says that the conversation hasn't come up yet. If they feel that they have to do that postponement for the players and the coaches' well-being, then they will address it. And so we have no idea. As of right now, the game is scheduled. The Bills and Patriots, it's still scheduled. But that's not to say that it won't be. And we already know that the game from this past Monday, there is no full standing as to what might take place. We do have a buffer period. They can shorten the postseason. When I say shorten, you know, instead of having a two-week break on the way to the Super Bowl, you go ahead and compress it. There are so many different variables and permutations. I haven't sat down and tried to fill them in. I'll stick to this from last night. Let the NFL do it. It's not easy. You know, what the Bills do or what the Bills want to do, I think that's most important. And, you know, as it relates to what they should do or not do, I don't care. Do whatever the Bills want to do. And I think Joe Burrow, I think he answered that perfectly today. He spoke to the media. I shared with you his comments before the break about the reality of having to continue to play football. And Joe Burrow also was asked specifically about this past Monday's game against Buffalo and what he believes should happen. And his answer, as far as I'm concerned, is perfect. Take a listen to this.
I think that would be tough, just scheduling-wise. I think whatever Buffalo would want to do would be what we would want to do as well. We're, you know, behind them 100%, support them in whatever they would decide to do going forward.
Yeah, we have no idea. None. I do, if you're asking me now, though, do I think the Bills and Pats will play on Sunday? I think if things, quote-unquote, stay status quo, if there continue to be, from the Buffalo Bills in their own words, you know, signs of improvement, then I think they'll go on and play. Now, how you go about thinking about the Bills again and the Bengals, I have no idea. I can't imagine any scenario or situation outside of maybe compressing it or maybe just scrapping a game altogether. No one has any type of answers. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is here from Jacksonville, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, your name is JR?
Yes, it is. This is my name, okay, is JR.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on,
yeah,
Mac.
No problem.
No,
I just want to
Mac, slow down.
I'm sorry.
Mac, it's okay. Yes.
Okay.
My name is JR. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I broadcast starting at 10 p.m. Eastern to 2 a.m. every single weeknight, as I've done for the past 3 years. How are you, Mac?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry I didn't mean to be it, because I was trying to introduce myself to you. And I was going to ask you what college that you went to.
I went to a business school, Bernard Baruch College of Business in New York City.
Okay. Oh, New York City guy. Okay. I'm going to say that. Me and you going to have an ideal, because, see, you have the platform to get it. I think that what they should let Buffalo do what they want to do, and if there's a way that you can get to the league, that AFC championship game, if it's involved Buffalo and Kansas City, play it in a neutral site place like Indianapolis in the Hoosier Dome or whatever. Play the game there. I just can't think of it right now. Play the AFC championship game,
man. That would be Lucas Oil.
That's it.
Okay. Well, this is a platform that plenty of people listen to, so no need for me to contact the office. You just said it yourself, Matt.
All righty, man. It's nice meeting you. Nice talking to you.
It's a pleasure, man. You be well and be safe, okay?
Okay, now, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mac, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, that's one possibility. I mean, we can go out and lay them all out. I don't think at the end of the day there's going to be any ideal scenario from a football perspective. This is unprecedented. It just never has taken place or happened. I mean, we can think about, well, 2 years ago, if you want to think about COVID and the adjustments there. I feel like there was 1 week where we just had a football game every single day throughout the course of the week. But that was the entire league, and that was spreading things out and to readjust things at this point. It's tough. I'm not envious of anyone in the league office, not by any stretch, not at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want to get to more of your phone calls. And then I want to tell you about some of the interesting things that have taken place today in the NFL. Yeah, we've had media availability. And some of the things said weren't all revolving around DeMar Hamlin. Kayvon Thibodeau, he's just claiming a little ignorance here as to, one of the best centers that the NFL has ever seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, get back to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. Just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I can't wait until we're able to give you a new list here to start the year off. It's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We'll give that list to you, I'd say, in about 1 hour and 20 minutes. I'm pretty exact here. In about 1 hour and 20 minutes, we're going to talk about some of the most inspirational figures that we have seen and witnessed in the world of sports. And I'm thinking that DeMar Hamlin will end up in that same lane. We heard from Kenny Pickett. We've heard from Devontae Adams and Bobby Wagner. And Joe Burrow, we've heard from you, especially in the case of, what the NFL does with any of these remaining slates of games. It was made very clear to us by Troy Vincent, communicated via Mike Garofalo, and also in a press conference or virtual press conference that he had today, that the game between the Bills and the Patriots is still scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. This Sunday, but there's no guarantee of it. And that what they're discussing most of all is that the Bills are okay, and that they're respectful of them in the process. I think they'll play, if you ask me, especially if things continue kind of on the wave that they are right now. But as it relates to this past Monday night's game, there still is not any type of clarity. I believe the NFL will wait to get through this weekend and then adjust accordingly as they continue to move on. We can all draft up different permutations as to where they play. When I say they, I'm talking about any combination of the Buffalo Bills, the Bengals. You can go ahead and potentially put the Patriots in there if this game doesn't take place on Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Robert. He's a UPS driver. He's calling up from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Robert?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Has work let up just a little bit after the holidays, or still crazy with returns?
Yes, sir. It's UPS. I got to tell you, JR, this is my 40th year with UPS, Teamsters Local 988. And I have to say that I'm so glad that the NFL and the players, NFL Players Association are working hand in hand with this situation.
Well, I would certainly hope so. It'd be a terrible thing if they weren't.
Now, I have an idea, and I think that everybody can get on the same page, and nobody should be able to disagree with it, and that is that if the NFL and Roger Goodell would reach out to Damar Hamlin's family and just ask them respectfully, we want to honor your family and your son, and we want to just do what the family wants to do. And if the family wants to go ahead and move forward and play, then everybody should respect that. And if the family doesn't want to, then everybody should respect that too. The NFL is a big multi-billion dollar organization, and they have the wherewithal to make this family's wishes respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that makes plenty of sense, Robert, and thank you for calling from Texas. I don't know if the NFL would want to put that on them. I understand it's a matter of respecting, you know, everyone's wishes. I think they want to leave them be to just be concerned about their son and their family and not the business element or aspect of it. I know it sounds it's noble. It is noble to ask and be respectful. I just think that asking that of them in this moment, I wouldn't ask them of anything, even though it's a question. It's just a matter of supporting them. I think the family would understand under any circumstance of them continuing to play, given the terrible circumstances that they're already in. So I don't think the NFL would go ahead and ask. It's a noble thing to do. I think if, you know, we were next door neighbors, but you think about such a gigantic business and just leave them be to rest and pray and be with their family, be amongst themselves. 855-212-4CBS. Kenny K, he's here from Oregon. I was just in Oregon before the holidays. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
How are you, Kenny?
I'm good. I want to say Happy New Year. Thanks for all the good content. I got a 60-mile commute every night. Listen to you guys.
Cool, man. Well, I hope you ain't going too fast.
No, I got it on cruise. Hey, you know, my condolences to the family, players, everybody involved. Boy, I don't pray very often, but when I see somebody suffering, I sure do give a shout out. Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, you know, why don't they just call it a draw and move on with so much logistics involved?
Well, I don't think calling it. I haven't sat down and kind of laid out what would take place if they called it a draw. But I do know that regardless of whether you call it a draw or you compact or eliminate one of the last weeks prior to the Super Bowl, it's still going to be complicated.
I agree.
There is no simple answer, and I think at this point, everyone would have to just kind of live with whatever would take place. But I think the first thing the league wants to do is pretty much all they can do right now is just take everything day by day.
No doubt. Well, hey, that's my 2 cents, and you guys have a great year.
All right, you as well, Kenny. Be safe out there on that road, okay?
Will do.
That cruise control is nice. I hope you're paying attention to it. Someone who I've had an amazing relationship, both he and his brother, are the McCourty twins. We've had them on the show here multiple times. I've worked with them on PSAs as it relates to sickle cell disease, I'd say, over the past, you know, 5 or 10 years. They are absolutely amazing. We know Devin currently still plays for the New England Patriots, and so he doesn't necessarily know the status of his game against the Bills this upcoming Sunday, scheduled for 1 p.m. start. And his twin brother, Jason, recently retired, and he is now on Good Morning Football. And he has done an excellent job in his transition. And earlier today, he was on Good Morning Football, and he talked about everything and just not just the emotions, but the pure player's perspective on whether or not games should take place this weekend at all. Take a listen to Jason McCourty.
A lot of us are sitting here wondering, they're like, okay, they have a game 1 o'clock on Sunday at home, and they're just like, how in the world are they going to be able to block out everything that has transpired for 3 hours to go out there and execute and play in a football game? And there is no right or wrong way to come up with an answer for that. And the truth of the matter, it's a case-by-case situation with the players there, because there are some guys that may feel like, hey, my entire life has been adversity after adversity, and the one thing that I've been able to do to get away from whatever it has that's been bothering me in my life was I can strap on a helmet and I can play football. Hmm. I can walk into a meeting room and I can escape everything on the outside world. I can block the noise. I can lock in with my brothers around me, with the coaches, with the organization, and it's all about football right now. So there are some guys that are in that Buffalo Bills locker room, Bengals, 32 locker rooms across the NFL that are like, I want to get back to football because this has consumed me for the past 48 hours, and I want to just have a glimpse of an escape, whether it's for an hour meeting, whether it's for a two-hour walkthrough. I just want a little bit of an escape to get back to normal. And there's some other guys that are possibly being in a locker room within an organization, and male or females, that are like, I can't do it. I need to get away. I need to have a safe space where I'm away from it. Mentally, I just need a break. I'm drained. And you have to respect both sides of that coin, because you don't know how to handle this adversity. And I've heard people talk about what going through different things, and you pick your tears up and you walk along the path with them. You don't just leave them in one area. It continues to follow you, and you learn how to deal with it. And the Buffalo Bills today, tomorrow, for the next weeks, months, years, they're going to be figuring out how to carry their tears along with them and how to continue to walk and figure out life and figure out football and whatever else comes their way.
Yeah, how we all deal with tragedy, adversity, it's different. We're not all built the same, not by any stretch of the imagination. 855-212-4CBS. That was Jason McCourty on Good Morning Football. Bill is calling us from Portland, Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Happy New Year, JR.
To you as well, man. What's up?
Yeah, my friend, I just I wanted to say, you know, first of all, you know, we've been talking about all this, and, you know, just wanted to send love out to Damar Hamlin and his family. We just all want to hold you guys up, know that you're loved. And, you know, I think, too, man, I think it's a beautiful thing. This is such a wonderful young guy, man. He's, you know, everybody that's talked about him has shared how he's such a great leader. He's an inspiration off the field. You know, he does so much. He's got his charity going. And how cool is it going to be when that guy wakes up? And I know it's going to happen when he wakes up and finds that he's got, you know, I think he's going to have probably around $10 million in that thing by the time, you know, he gets going. And I just think about all this, and I think, it's been kind of a lift, and you know, again, it's a tragedy and a terrible situation. Obviously, his family is really in a hard place right now. But you know, it's been for me kind of a wild thing to see how people have kind of gathered and rallied around him. I've seen very little negativity. You know, you don't see all the trolling and whatnot going on. You've just seen a lot of people trying to be positive. You hear all the different players and different suggestions for how to handle things, and everybody's doing it with class and sincerity and a thought for his family, and that's been a really positive thing to see, man. But, again, just wanted to hold that young man up, let him know that he's loved, and again, thank you very much, and great show, man. Appreciate what you're doing. Happy New Year.
Appreciate you, Bill. Thank you for calling up from Portland. Yeah, it's been tough. What else can we say there? And there's always someone looking to take advantage and, you know, move things in their own direction. I did see during a press conference today, someone was trying to, you know, imitate the Buffalo Bills account in order to, you know, siphon off crypto money. Just there's always people looking to, you know, get one up on a situation. But as an overall, you are 100% correct that for the most part there has been positivity in this situation, even though it's dire, or it was dire, or I should say the better word is unknown. We did get the report from the Buffalo Bills that he's still in ICU, but as of last night and overnight, he's in critical condition with signs of improvement. And so it's just waiting. And the league is being respectful of the Buffalo Bills as to, you know, what they want to do and how things move on. And the league is continuing to move on. I mentioned this, and I want to share this with you in a few minutes at the top of the hour. It's not all positive. Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless got into it earlier today. Didn't take them too much time. Shannon Sharpe was absent from Undisputed on FS1 yesterday. He gave his reasons why. We had some trash talk. Kayvon Thibodeau of the New York Giants hit back at Jeff Saturday, calling his celebration while Nick Foles was hurt. Called it tasteless and trash. You'll hear from Kayvon Thibodeau what he thinks about that. And then, I mean, just even in the world of sports, this negativity has been covered up. Man, we had Dana White. We saw him hitting his wife. They were hitting each other. And now he is, I don't even want to say he's in hot water. It seems like it's being ignored. And Dana White, meanwhile, I'm not joking. This man has a television show that's supposed to debut next week. It's called Power Slap. I'm not kidding. I'm going to share more information about these stories with you on the other side. We'll hear some of this NFL trash talk. I'll get some more of your calls. We'll talk about some inspirations, more positivity in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.